What's up, Ivy Hoop fans? It is the newest podcast on the streets inside Ivy Hoops as we turn the page to 2018, looking forward to Ancient Eight action. I'm Brett Franklin from the Ivy League Network, and joining me and throughout the rest of this podcast season, Jill Glessner, my broadcast partner from the Ivy League Network, former Division One player, assistant coach, now has come over to the dark side, to the media. Jill, happy new year.
Good to see you, Brett.
And let me just ask you this here, because this is the very first podcast, the initial run here of Inside Ivy Hoops. And tell the people what we're here to do, Jill. What is our mission here for this podcast? Not only just to try to entertain thousands that will be listening, but what is the goal here for us to by doing this here in 2018?
The goal, Brett, is to just enlighten the basketball fans in general about the uniqueness of the Ivy League and just the level of play, especially right now on the women's side, but both and the excellent coaches. We have standout coaches and players who, you know, excel in the classroom and on the court, and just the way that they go about things. They don't have scholarship. They are getting high-level players to their teams, you know, and these players are paying their own way. And I just, you know, since moving up here and working, I got a job in the Dartmouth Athletic Department, and the Ivy League just fascinated me, and especially just with my background in basketball. You know, I'm chatting with you, Brett. It's, you know, how can we get other people to kind of get the ins and outs of these Ivy League hoops programs?
And we're going to have guests on throughout the season. And actually, we got some great guests coming up on this episode. We're going to be covering, basically, we're going to be picking our Ivy League games of the week here as we move throughout the season. And we'll try and talk with coaches, media members who cover said programs. And of course, coming up this week, Princeton, Penn on the men's side. They'll be meeting to open up Ivy League play on Friday. We'll talk with Brett McConnell, who is the assistant coach for the Princeton Tigers, and we'll also talk with Ira Bowman, who is the assistant coach for the Penn Quakers. And then on the women's side, another fascinating game, Harvard-Dartmouth to begin Ivy play on the women's side. And, of course, you have Dartmouth, who had a very strong non-conference season so far, struggled a little bit the past couple of weeks, but then you got Harvard, who, as you have said, kind of trending the other way and coming off two straight wins. So we're going to highlight those two games, but also keeping a pulse on the rest of the Ancient Eight as well.
Who's your sleeper team right now, Brett?
My sleeper team for both sides. Okay, you're going to put me on the... Let's start with the men's side so far, and I think it has to be the Brown Bears, right? 7-6 in the non-conference play, and Brown, a team I believe picked to come in last in the men's preseason poll. They're above 500 going into Ivy League play. And a coach once told me, Jill, former coach, now term media member, non-conference, you just want to get those wins. Who told me that? Interesting.
Oh, no.
Okay.
A win's a win.
That is true. But I have Brown as my surprise team so far. I would even go as far to say as Dartmouth, with four wins without two of their top players, that's also a team to keep an eye on. But I think Brown so far.
I mean, you know, my team going all along was Penn, but they went ahead and are 9-5, so they're they're no longer a sleeper.
Correct. You have to take them off the board now. Right. So who's the next team for you?
I might have to agree with you that it's Brown, just because of the preseason pick. You know, I'll go with the both eighth pick on both sides. So Brown on the men's side and Dartmouth on the women's side.
Okay, my surprise team has to be obviously Dartmouth on the women's side, a team that was picked last in the preseason poll. I had him picked seventh. Two Power 5 wins over Boston College and Colorado. Don't forget quality wins over mid-major UNH as well. I don't think that there's really any shock there. And you can't say Brown either, because they were your preseason favorite
this
on the
true.
Women's side.
They're holding true to that.
They are making you look very good here early on.
Like I know
on.
What I'm talking about.
And they're just... They've won 9 in a row, the Brown women's basketball
See,
team
Sarah
here, 11-1.
Get the W.
There you go. And but it's also with been quality competition as well. And
I mean, to think that their only loss was a 10-point loss to Cal. I mean,
that's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
So we look ahead at this week, and as we mentioned, we've identified our games of the week here. Princeton, Penn for the men's side, and Dartmouth and Harvard for the women's side. And we're going to take a look at some of the other games going on for teams that aren't in conference play as well. So we'll take a look at the Ivy League schedule. We'll start with the men's side. So looking at the men's schedule coming up this weekend, Jill, and we'll talk about Penn and Princeton here coming up. Cornell in action Friday night, January 5th. They will be hosting Central Pennsylvania in Ithaca. That's a 5:30 tip-off. And then on Saturday, the only men's Ivy League game, Dartmouth-Harvard. We'll talk about that in a second. Columbia takes on St. Lawrence in New York City at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then Yale with a visit to Georgia Tech down in Atlanta at 7 o'clock. So just looking at the men's games here, Jill, and again, we'll highlight Penn and Princeton in just a moment. I think that Dartmouth Harvard game, a very interesting one on the men's side in Cambridge, 2 o'clock, the tip off in Cambridge, as Harvard will play their first league game in their newly renovated building.
And as you know, Kathy Delaney Smith said, it'll be a sold out game.
Yeah, it's going to be a packed house. And Harvard, of course, really an interesting team. They coming off a loss against Vermont earlier this week. And Tommy Amaker, who I think I just think the world of, I think he's one of the best coaches in the country. And what he's done with that Harvard program is just very impressive. And what this team is very impressive. They're deep. They've got a lot of youth, but experienced youth. And I think there's a little bit of unfinished business for the Crimson Men in the way that the season kind of ended last year. Again, continuing to play that hard non-conference schedule, you got to imagine that the Crimson are going to be back in that Final Four when things are all said and done on the Ivy League tournament. But this is going to be a good test here for the Crimson against a scrappy Dartmouth team, which unfortunately for Big Green fans did not play well against UNH out of America East in their last contest before the new year. What do you make of this Harvard-Dartmouth matchup in Cambridge here on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, Harvard was the preseason favorite, you know, and Dartmouth was at the bottom. So I think Harvard has everything to lose, and Dartmouth has everything to gain in this game.
You look at Dartmouth. What's, again, you look at their record, 4-7 in non-conference play. But, again, without your top two players, I think Dave McLaughlin's happy with the way things came, especially when you went 1-11 in non-conference last year.
Right. Well, and I think with those two key players missing, you know, Coach McLaughlin's still trying to figure out his rotation and who's playing where and who plays better with whom. And, you know, it's frustrating for him as a coach because you play Notre Dame to the last final minutes. And then you go and you lose to a UNH team that's not nowhere nearly as talented. And so there's a little bit of inconsistency that he's dealing with. But again, that's what that non-conference is for. So you hope that he's going to be consistent once the Ivy League starts.
Harvard is the best defensive team, only allowing 68.3 points per game. Dartmouth towards the bottom as far as scoring. But it's been better than what we've seen over the past few years. I look at this game, and it's going to come down to defense. The one thing you look at with Dartmouth games, a lot of the games that they've lost to, their opponents have shot over 50% from the field. They've got to be better in those field goal defense. And then you've got Harvard where, again, they're going to keep the score low on you and they're going to try and turn you over. I know they've got the 5-9 win-loss record there. That's a little bit deceiving. And it's going to be taking care of the basketball. I think those are going to be the big keys for both teams this weekend.
And I think something else, Brett, is Dartmouth will be able to hang with Harvard by the three ball. You know, their most successful games, they're hitting shots from behind the arc. And they have Brendan Berry who can do it. They have Miles Wright who can do it. And Taylor Johnson, he can hit the three as well. So if, you know, they're all on, then Dartmouth will be right there.
You look at Yale, they're on the road at Georgia Tech. And with the Bulldogs continuing, it's been an up-and-down non-conference go around here for the Bulldogs. 7-8. They've won their last game at Kennesaw State. That dropped three games in a row before that, but they weren't any gimmies. Monmouth, Iona, and St. Bonaventure, who are pretty darn good in their own right there, and then also went down to play number 23 TCU earlier this year. Yale was my team coming out of one of my top teams coming out of the preseason. They'll get Georgia Tech on the road, and I think the Bulldogs are going to they're going to be tough this year. They're going to be a tough out, and Maya Oney has been playing great. He's tops in scoring again this year in the Ivy League. Keep an eye on the Bulldogs as they go down to Atlanta.
And they just have to, if they stay healthy, that's a big thing for them. They've suffered some injuries in the years past. So preseason pick second, and I think, you know, they'll have no problem finishing the top four.
And then, as we mentioned, Columbia will host St. Lawrence. And I think when you talk about Columbia, it's been the play of Mike Smith averaging 19 points per game for the Lions, who haven't really had the best of non-conference, 2-10. But it's all about just getting hot at the right time going into Ivy play.
Sometimes it's not the benefit, but you know, when you see that, what's the record you said?
Two and ten. Yeah,
two and
the
ten.
Lions, yeah.
You know, some Ivy opponents might overlook them. You know, and it's all about what their opponents are and the strength of opponent. But I think that could be a benefit, in that when Columbia comes in, you know, they might not take them as seriously.
Now looking ahead at the women's schedule, light games coming up this week as far as the schedule goes. Just Dartmouth-Harvard on the women's side, which we're going to talk to Kathy Delaney Smith and Belko Klonis here coming up shortly. Penn and Princeton, though, I mean, that's an early big showdown on the women's side thing. On the women's side of things, Jill, and you've got Penn, the defending league champ. Princeton wants to be back on top. This is gonna be a good one.
They're the preseason, you know, 1-2. Penn was picked first. Princeton was picked second. They're both coming in on 4-game win streaks, and I mean, every game matters. It's the 14-game tournament, and you know, this is, what better way to start than having the top two teams battle it out?
Who has the edge in this one, you think?
Where is it being played at?
Yeah, this is the Palestra.
Oh.
Doubleheader.
Penn.
Penn.
All Penn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said doubleheader because the men play the night before on Friday, but this is a 1 o'clock tip-off on the Palestra on Saturday. So you think the home court is that big of an advantage for the Quakers?
I know that's not helping the Ivy League tournament debate of should
of
it
the
be
neutral
played,
site,
of the neutral
right.
site. But no, I think Penn plays really, really well at home.
Looking at this Dartmouth-Harvard matchup, two teams kind of going in different directions as you've described it. What are some of the takeaways or some of the things you're going to be looking for in calling this one on the Ivy League Network on Saturday?
Well, I think it's going to be, I mean, looking at Princeton's rebounding, I really think rebounding is going to be a huge key. But also, Dartmouth, when they've struggled, it's because of teams pressing them, being physical with them, and post play. And, you know, so if I'm Kathy Delaney Smith, that's what I would be focusing on, is to, you know, be physical, maybe full court press and pound it inside.
Point guard play is going to be phenomenal in this game. Katie Benson going for Harvard and Cy Lippo going for Dartmouth.
And that's another thing that, you know, they learned in that Albany game and even Binghamton. Cy Lippo got in foul trouble. And when Cy came off the floor, they're a completely different team. Annie McKenna, she's nursing an injury. And so Cy's going to have to be a lot smarter, but they're going to go at it. And Katie Benson is smart enough to know to get Cy Lippold off the floor.